Good morning, dear Aurorillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else who is listening to us. Monday, 12th of June, and mostly cloudy morning here in Auroville on 30 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect periods of clouds and sun with thunderstorm in spots this afternoon and cloudy over the night. Chance on precipitation of 40% with possible 1 mm of rain, and chance on thunderstorm on 60%. Temperatures will be ranging from low 28 to high 37 with heat index on 42 degrees Celsius. Winds from southwest at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts of 20 km per hour. Moon is waning gibbous, illuminated on 94%. From Resident Assembly Service comes a gentle reminder to answer the question about the proposed changes to the entry policy until Wednesday, June 14. And they thanking all of you who have already responded to this survey. And we're gonna read a letter from International Advisory Council members to the community, which says, "Dear Aurovillians, you will be aware that the new governing board for the Auroville Foundation is in the process of being nominated. We are all delighted that Dr. Karan Singh will continue as the chairman of the new board. As is the practice, a new International Advisory Council will also be constituted soon thereafter, and we left that this might be an appropriate time to write to you and share a few thoughts. First of all, we would like to thank you most sincerely for your hospitality, generosity, and above all, your active and genuine engagement with the ESA over the duration of our term. Together we achieved a great deal. We feel quite honored that we were, in a small way, a part of some exciting development in Auroville. We all need to look at the retreat with much pride and satisfaction. It was an exhilarating experience for us all. It energized Auroville and brought an enormous potential for creativity and imagination with participants. It was a clear demonstration of what can be achieved when we all work together. The retreat in itself was only an event, but the processes which led to its planning and the follow-up was an excellent example how ideas can be created and how solutions can be generated. Some of the exciting outcomes of the retreat have been the active engagement of the youth with the oral system, which will no doubt have far-reaching benefits. The reformed methods of working within the various committee structures established at the retreat and thereafter. The pioneering way in which the Campus Initiative on Education has modeled the process of generating ideas and mobilizing individuals to create synergies within and between groups. The planning and visioning of the 50th anniversary of the Auroville through the work of the Envisioning Group. The initiatives on better communication and, importantly, the openness and transparency of an inclusive decision-making process. These are only a few examples. As always, not everything is perfect, but the process has begun in earnest, and it's most satisfying to feel that we were there to witness it happen. Of course, the process must continue. One of our brilliant poets has described Auroville as Bhagirathi, the river Gunga. It must always flow to remind a river to be dynamic and to sustain life. It cannot afford to stop and stagnate. The ISC was engaged in the development of a more comprehensive education plan for incoming students. Individual ISC members also worked towards a better connection between surrounding villages and the community. Throughout our association with you, we provided a keen ear to your ideas, thoughts, and sometimes even frustration and disappointments. Equally, we communicated to you our own observations in all sincerity. We greatly value the openness and honesty of our dialogue, and it is in the same spirit we must share areas which we feel deserve your greater attention. This includes the further growth of city, a more active role of SIRE in education initiatives and as a hub of generation and creative ideas and practices for teachers, a more rigorous effort to welcome and induct new Aurovillians, a greater engagement with and capitalizing on the Sustainable Livelihood Initiative, a systematic development of eco-architecture and green infrastructure as a signature Auroville model. New models of public transportation, a more effective outward communication within and outside India, particularly with potential Aurovillians. Continuing the development of the youth and their active participation in the affairs of Auroville. Evolving new models of voluntary simplicity, sustainable farming and integrative medicine as a model for India and the world. These are not mere aspirations. They are essential for the long-term existence of Oruro as a unique center for the natural and spiritual evolution of humanity as a whole. We continue to remain hopeful and optimistic in that cause. Projects in collaboration with your friends around the world, such as Acres for Oruro for acquiring the land, have yielded substantial results. We hope the new governing board and EIC can partner with you on this and other opportunities for outreach. Your integral vision is important not only for your bioregion and for India, but for the health and progress of our planet. Finally, we would like to thank you again. We feel much enriched personally and spiritually by our association with Oruro. We have also learned a great deal and gained insight into the one of rare experiments of our lifetime. We are humbled by your dedication to the ideal of modern Sri Aurobindo. It has been a hugely rewarding experience and honor. We look to the 50s and beyond with great interest, hope and expectation. Sincerely yours, Mark Tolley, Vishaka Desai, Samaka Rishi, Das Kabir Shaikh, Julian Lines. And from the water group, they are saying that in collaboration with working groups, they created a water crisis management plan, CMP, in case the wells of one or more communities falls this summer. But we should note that we are not in crisis situation right now, and we certainly hope that it won't come to that. However, there's a tentative plan in case it happens. The CMP outlines methods to move limited amount of water from areas of abundance to areas of scarcity. In the meantime, it's important to save as much water as possible in these days. And if it rains tomorrow, it won't be enough to replenish our aquifers. So, saving water is critical. It is not the time to plant anything new. It is not the time to refill your massive swimming pools. It is not the time to water the roads as much as it helps to keep the dust down. It is not the time to water your lawns or keep your ornamental garden lush and green. It is the time to prioritize your water usage and have honest conversation within your communities about water usage in communal spaces. It is the time to save water in every possible way and encourage respectfully others in the community to do the same. And here's one of the water saving tips in a household. In order to reuse the waste water from your kitchen dishes, first make sure they use chemical-free soap. And next, put a plastic bowl in the sink, slightly smaller than the sink size. Fill the bowl with water and use it for washing your dishes with the tap off. When it is time to rinse, open the tap and all of the water flowing from the tap goes into the bowl. Then discharge the smaller bucket of water into a 20-liter bucket, which sits on the floor next to the dishwashing sink. When the bucket is full, water the garden plants with it. And here is an invitation. In a week, on Monday 19, between 4 to 5 p.m., we are invited to a presentation at Sustainable Livelihood Institute on redesign the training processes for Rural Development Institute of Tamil Nadu government. SLI has been set up by Tamil Nadu government in partnership with the Oruro Foundation and has been invited to redesign the existing training processes in the 6 rural development institutes run by the state, including the 5 regional institutes of rural development and the premium state institute of rural development. And here's an interesting thought from the Food Link, reminding us on a foxtail millet or tenai. Because in areas under millet production have been shrinking over the last 5 decades and rapidly since the Green Revolution period, between 1966 and 2006, 44% of millet cultivation areas were occupied by other crops, signifying an extraordinary loss to India's food and farming systems. Millets are naturally pest resistant and hardy, and thus they tend to be organically cultivated. They also store better than other grains, gluten-free and much more nutritious than rice or wheat. Tena is exceptionally high in nutrition even in the millet family. Annapurna Farm, in a bid to keep conserve a biodiversity in agriculture in the bioregion, seeks to procure millet from trusted neighboring farmers. Last year, Annapurna procured large quantities of tena or foxtail millet from a PGS certified organic farmer in Kenipet in the Vanur Taluk. This tena is processed at Annapurna and distributed by Foodlink. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight we can see Indian comedy drama Jolly LLB 2, made in India in 2016 by writer and director Subhash Kapoor. Tomorrow, Potpourri, Ali and Nino, made in Azerbaijan and UK in 2016 by director Asif Kapadia. And on Wednesday, interesting documentary comedy, Chuck Norris vs. Communism, made in UK and Romania in 2015 and directed by Linca Calogheramo. Don Miguel Ruiz wrote, "You are immortal. You exist for billions of years in different manifestations because you are life, and life cannot die." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on orwellradio.org.